ID, please.
Yo. Yo guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk French. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Before we get into it, don't forget to like, follow, share and subscribe.
You take this one.
it's hard because everybody, when you go on social media, you see girls taking pictures, they look nice, and some people might say, oh, like I want to look like that. But that girl might want to look like you. Like, you will never know, innit? And I feel like it's killing the people in the sense of everybody wants to look like that certain image. But why can't you look like your own image? I know it sounds mad, but why can't you just look at... Why can't you be yourself? Like, why do you have to compare yourself to so-and-so? You don't know what so-and-so had to do to get to where they are now. Like, it's just a bit nuts.
No, I do that. Even like, again, I always bring it back to us being athletes, isn't it? Because obviously, like, if you be are, you'll be like, don't matter how last year I was proper trying to lose weight. And even though, like, looking back at my pictures now, like, from like the weight, looking back at my pictures now, yeah, about how I've lost weight and that. Initially, I wasn't even fat at all, but obviously, in my eyes, I was, do you know what I mean? Not this figure that I wanted. I feel like, as though what was not helping was like, I was on Instagram and I'm seeing girls that had like rock solid. Do you know what I mean? It was like, fam, I don't even know why I was comparing, because it's like, I have abs, I have a cool, but I don't know why I was so hard on myself. Do you know what I mean? And then again, you saying that how another girl might want what you want. Like, I think one time, my friend JM, he posted me on his story one time, and like one of his human friends was like, oh my God, her body is so nice. I was like, raw, like, that's mad, because to me, like, do you know what I mean? At the time,
it happens a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. Like, every girl always say, oh, rah, like, I want your body. In my head, I'm thinking, what the rass? Like, what kind of body do you want? But that's what people are like. You want what they have, but they want what you have. So you just have to keep that in mind when you're just going through your phases. Because I know you wanted to look like a spaghetti. I don't know where you was getting that from, but I just don't get it. You was comparing yourself to something you wasn't. And it's the way you were made. I know it sounds crazy. Nah, it's easy said than done, but...
But like,
comparison,
so what
is killing the people, man?
But like, why? Like, what makes you want to look like the next person, though?
I think it's because how I look at it,
especially when it comes to girls as well. How I look at it is like, well, when this girl wants to look like the next thing on Instagram or whatever, maybe that's because of the intention she gets, the way she looks like that and things like.
Maybe. It's not just body, you know. I think comparison is such a big word. You can't just narrow it down to body. Comparison could be lifestyle.
Like, I know a lot of us will compare our life to this 18-year-old making how much money. Like, the other day I saw on Instagram, one guy was buying out this whole jewelry shop at 18. I said, wow.
At what age?
No, it's easy to compare yourself to them. It's very easy, but you don't know the people that's on Instagram when they're posting. You don't know what they had to do to get to where they are now. Mm-hmm. So comparison is just, it's nuts. I feel like every day you go on Insta, it's always a topic. There's always a topic of discussion. It's always a trending, a girl doing this hairstyle. Every girl wants to do that hairstyle. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing, but comparison is such a, it happens every day.
Like, you can't get away from it. Do you know what I mean? Like, play the game.
Go.
Like, that's it. You guys know, you remember that time in Rio Ferdinand, I'm talking about Ronaldo Messi, he was like, just enjoy that. Do you know what I mean? He was like, everyone's really comparing him, but just enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game, man.
Yeah, that's
put real, your boots really on, right. Enjoy the game. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not full time yet, please.
Like, take it easy. Not because it's true that even, like, I don't want to stretch it, but recently on Insta, like, even now I'm on Insta, I've unfollowed bare of those blogs, innit? Because I don't want to see that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see certain stuff. Not like, obviously, I don't care about certain things, but obviously there are things that I care about, if that makes sense to you lot. Like, I don't really care about what some Insta girls are not doing, but I don't know why, for some reason, when I see certain athletes, even though it's bad, I'm like, oh, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't care. But I do care a bit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that I don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why sometimes, even though I'm on it, I'm like, how can I say? I'm on it to an extent. I don't want to pre too much, and now I'm doubting myself. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Easy, yeah, it's easy to fall in that trap, though. I think everybody goes through that stage where you go on Insta, you go on social media, and you see somebody's life, and you're like, oh, like, I'm working hard. Why is this not me? It's hard.
Very hard.
Again, it's easy said than done to say, oh, don't compare yourself to this person, that person. It's hard. If you're seeing it every day, you're going to be doubting yourself, and thinking, oh, the hard work I'm doing is not enough.
Even from before Instagram, so, like, even when we were younger, like, in secondary school or something, if you see some of, like, the man them, your age mates, doing craziness, whether it could be in sports or just, or, like, I don't know, it could be in their education, their heart or everything, you're thinking, oh, I'm doing the same things this guy's doing, but it's not working for me. Mm. And why the hell, like, I've never known, like, when I start comparing myself to someone else, I'm thinking, I always think to myself that, oh, shit, maybe I've got to change what I'm doing and this, that, the other. But I feel like too many people, yeah, as you said, it's an easy trap to fall into. You start changing yourself and then,
like, you shouldn't.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like, you've lost literally the root of yourself.
I feel like everyone notices it, though. You notice it when you're losing yourself. Because when it happens to me, I'm just like, whoa, take a step back. Yeah. This ain't you. But is it not you or is it you? You don't know. I'm always confused whether is it me changing because I'm getting older or is it me just forcing it?
Yeah.
Like, it happens every day. Every day.
That's the I feel like there's a thin line. What you can do, you can take certain things from what people do and add it to yourself. Do you know what I mean? That's not really losing yourself. But then, like I said, there's a thin line in it. There's doing that, and then there's you completely losing yourself. No changing. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you just got to know the the balance. You know what I mean? Like, just don't too much. You get me? Does that make sense?
It's like crying over spilt milk. Like, if the milk spilt, you're not gonna sip it. You're not gonna lick off the milk off the counter. You need to just wipe it and re-pour the milk. Honestly, just the milk's
such
gone.
A mum fam. My days.
The milk's gone. What are you getting upset for? Just wipe it off and re-pour the milk and you go again. That's it.
No, it's true, because I think when it comes to like academics and that, like, I don't compare myself with academics, you know, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not dumb, do you know what I mean? I do things my own way. So I don't really have issues when it comes to comparing myself with that. But I think the two biggest things that I have comparing myself with, if it's not athletics, it's even this podcast. And I feel like with this podcast, the reason why I think I had to, I don't know if I've told you guys before, I might have told one of you in it, and I was ranting one time. I feel like there's times where I, like, when I was in my thoughts where I wouldn't want to do it, and I'm like, oh, my days, like, deep, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, for example, just a little thing where, cool, I'm audio, innit? I don't have visuals. I'm like, oh, my days, like, this person has visuals. I don't have visuals. Is mine still good? Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's certain times where I've run that through my mind. Do you know what I mean? Or I'd be like, oh, this and that. Like, why am I comparing my team to their team? Because at the end of the day, people still listen to my podcast. Do you know what I mean? Because it's me. But for a period of time, I was like, oh, my days, like, oh, like, I was like, oh, I need to do this. And then I realized, wait a minute, like, this is mine. I don't need to do anything because this is me. Like,
this is what you wanted to do. Okay, but okay, Ines, what if you didn't have a face and you couldn't do visuals? Like, what now? What are you getting upset for? No, I'm just saying. What if you did not have a head on your neck and you're getting upset because people that have heads on their necks are doing visuals and you're doing audio? Okay, but people still listen.
Mm.
Even if it's one person, you still got a listener. You get it? I don't know why you was comparing yourself to other people, but again, it's another example of comparison. Comparison happens in different aspects. There's different concepts where it happens. So much. Body, this, you even said it, athletics, your podcast, there's so much things you can
compare. The athletics one goes deep.
Always goes deep. But
the only thing I'm not gonna lie, like, again, I told you guys there, innit? I told you guys this a lot of times. I've gone through phases, but I don't care anymore. It's like, obviously, God willing, I still run the times I want to run. But I feel like even though I'm an athlete and that, I don't think that... I feel like with me, I was getting too caught up in, like, the way I eat and work. That, fam, just don't eat like an idiot. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I wasn't even mad. Do you remember saying this? Like, I wasn't even mad at what I can eat. I can't eat that. Well, you've been mindful what I can't eat and can't eat, but it's like, bro, like, I can actually, like, even though it sounds silly, like, I don't have to, like, sometimes I see people on Instagram, their breakfast is like, whoa, like, I wouldn't eat that, innit? Like, mm-hmm. they're all eating, I don't know, I don't know what it's called. It's not oats, but you know, like, it's them kind of stuff, innit? And it's like, bare berries in there.
Yeah, it's like one next avocado or something.
No, yeah, she was moving mad. She was moving mad. She wanted to end up on a drip, you know? Like, she wanted to end up on a drip. This girl was not eating. I was thinking, what? You wanted to look like a charger, innit? I don't think it was possible. But I don't understand why, but that phase was not.
No, I'll be honest with you. I see where you're coming from then, though. Like, because especially in a sport like this, like, where literally little changes could make you, like, change, like, the whole way you're performing. So, like, you looking at next girl over there or me looking at next man running these sort of things, I'm thinking, wow, I wonder how he's doing that. I see, oh, this guy has one sort of diet plan. I try to do that myself. That I know it's not going to work for me because I know my body, but obviously you're still going to give it a try because of that reason that you compared.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's you're right. I mean? You're right. If it's worked for one person, why wouldn't you think it would work for you? So it's true. It is true to get, it's easy to get caught up. Easy.
But then, like you guys just said, just because it works for this person, it won't work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can, but it doesn't mean that it will. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people, for example, they work fantastic on low carb or keto. Not me, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need that. Yeah. Do you get me? Like, obviously, I don't enjoy it, but I need that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm. Or, like, for example, we're all black. That's a bit racist, sorry. Actually, I'll say it anyway. Like, we're all black. Do you know what I mean? So the food that African and Caribbeans eat in it, like, from, do you know what I mean? Even though we could eat healthy, like, I'm not going to turn away certain meals because someone's eating avocado for, like, for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Do you feel me? I'm not on that, bro. Do you get me? Like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I mean, the only thing that I will say that I can say has helped my performance 100% is that I eat more protein now and I've cut out the fizzy drinks. That, I put my hands up. That's actually helped me a lot. Do you know what I mean? But everything else is more like, obviously, my diet has improved, but it's the sleeping and it's the work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all of that. But moving away from sports, yeah, like, I feel like I'm talking about people comparing a lot. Even with music, I feel like people compare musicians. Sometimes I feel like they compare the wrong kind of musicians as well. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like the classic one is, oh, what's better between psychodrama and common sense? We know it's psychodrama. Well, I know it's psychodrama.
I know it's psychodrama.
Wait,
who went?
You can't compare
goats to ants, not in a rude way, but you can't compare. We can't do this comparison thing. I know it's psychodrama, but with music, everybody compares the wrong musician. Every musician is different.
Honestly,
everybody is different, completely different.
And it makes no sense.
You can't put people on the same platter; they're not the same. Don't make sense.
Like for example, I would have understood if people were saying what's better, psychodrama or Big Conspiracy. I would have heard that. Common Sense is a different album. You know that.
It's way different. That kind of,
there's not one song, Common Sense, that matches. There's nothing that makes sense with psychodrama. Do you know what I mean? Because I think, if anything, like, Location, that's more vibey, but everything else, you probably
it's just a different, do you know what I mean? It's not even that, it's a different project. It's two different projects. They both have different dreams. They're not the same. They didn't have the different dreams. They weren't born in the same womb. They're different. Their music is different. Psychodrama for me, though.
Honestly, psychodrama always
wins. Always. No word of a doubt.
I think
comparison is different.
But you know what it is, though? Like, you don't really, as you said before, obviously, about the Messi and Ronaldo thing, you don't actually need to compare any artists. You can actually.
Just enjoy the game. Enjoy the game.
So many people don't understand that it's not always someone has to be better than someone else. I mean, like, everyone could be good at what they do. And so many people don't understand.
Why can't we just be underneath the same umbrella and shelter from the rain? Let's all enjoy it. Come on.
Really, do you know what I'm saying? Because, like, even in the UK, like, I don't want to stretch it. I don't know about you lot, yeah, but I think one thing that people in the UK do too much, yeah, we make, I'm not going to lie, we make fantastic music, but we like to compare to the US. Stop comparing, bro. Like, fam, enjoy the music here. Do you know what I mean? Like, fam, could we do our thing, bro? Like, cool. Marco, I'm going to be real. Like, all right, cool. Fair enough. I play UK music more than US music. I put my hands up. However, like, there's, even though, yeah, Americans are the goats and that, there's certain genres of music, again, that were the goats of, like, America can't do garage like us. They can't do garage and house. Do you know what I mean? They can't do that. Do you know what I mean? They can't. They don't do grime. So it's like, fine, why are we comparing? Sure. Like, that's why, like, cause I feel like sometimes it's like we'll be doing so well on that. I don't know if you're like, okay, then cool, compare.
Yeah, that, bro, that's what this country does. That's really what this country does.
why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, bro?
And even for the Americans which are going to listen, go deeper into UK music, bro. Not fucking Big Shaq and and these man there and all that. Don't do that. And Stormzy Sharp.
The UK's got artists, bro. Do you know what I mean? We got artists with days. We've got bare artists with days, you know what I mean? But no, because even that time, I think even though it was funny, I was still confused that, you know, when on the 10v10, it was like Wizkid and Vibes. I was like, why are we doing this? Like, bam, they're both fantastic. Why are we doing
it's
this?
It's like comparing Usain Bolt to Messi. Where's the comparison?
Flip.
Where is no, 100% the comparison? Though. Stop doing this. We both like the sport. Let's enjoy it.
Joy.
Anyways, let's not do the NS10v10 thing because it just brings back a lot of memories. And it just, bad memories. You know, bad memories. Because my guy, Adija, didn't meet. He didn't need to go out so sad. Adija didn't need to go out so sad.
Even now, African. Like, even now, African. Yeah, don't get me wrong. This is my guy. Like, he's my goat. But I was like, why are you gonna compare it? Like, dude, you don't do like where they should have done Wizkid and Burna, because then Wizkid could have swept Burna. Do you know what I mean?
But then again, it was just it's just for us to enjoy. They literally just wanted us to enjoy the music, and people were making it like war. Me, war. I'm Jamaican. Yeah, I don't know if my face is on the map, but I love Wizkid. I love Wizkid. I loved it. I love him. But when you're comparing him to me great granddad, it's not good. It doesn't make you feel good at all.
Marcus, Sinise really had vibes as a
let's not go there.
You know what else a lot of people in this country, well, I would say a lot of like middle age, well, teenagers, I would say like teenagers.
Master middle age,
no, like, 20s.
Yeah, right.
They love to look at other people's lifestyles, like literally just lifestyle this. Even
You're right.
Yeah, like, and even the other day, when a rapper and an influencer posted together, I saw that shit on every single person's story. I'm thinking, bro,
not my story, boy.
Oh, what, Diggity and that Instagram girl? I don't even want it.
Yeah, my obviously it's calm, but like, what are you lot saying? what is it that you want from this?
They were worship. Like, it's like little baby and Jada.
Oh no! Nothing compares to Lil Baby.
Like,
Jada,
no, but like, I don't get it. Like, did these girls want a man that just cheats on them and cheats on some sort? Like, what do they want? What do they? I've never understood.
It's hard to get away from, innit? It looks nice. Once you see something that looks nice, me too. I want a piece. Like, if it looks nice,
no, but it's always confused me as to be like, how could you be so invested in someone else's life when yours probably ain't even sorted out?
Wow,
again, that's comparison.
Might drop. No, but I feel like even you saying that, yeah, it's like I forget, like, you know, that, like, for example, like when like a celeb cheats, oh my gosh, like love ain't real and blah blah blah. Like, why are we doing this? Thing? Why are we doing this? Do you know what I mean? I don't even know he cheated recently, but it came up again the other day, and it was like, fam, okay? Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we get it. But, like, there's so many other people. Like, obviously, I'm not saying that you should be looking up to celebs anyway, but I'm just saying, fam, there's so many other healthy, both from what we know, innit, healthier couples, or, like, from your family members, or blah, blah, blah.
Family members.
It's these lot that you don't even know, that you lot are like, oh, my gosh, love don't exist anymore, because he cheated. Can you believe that, fam? Okay? You don't know them. So, do you know, like, what did you expect? like some people expect too much. You don't know these people. Like, what can you expect for someone they don't even know? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, man, you don't know these people. You get me?
It's the life. Yeah, again, it's the lifestyle. You see the lifestyle.
You see the nice cars. You see they always out somewhere, which isn't their home. Do you know what I mean? You see?
Yeah.
And then there's you on the block just doing piss move.
No, not on the block though. Not me on the block. Maybe your block. Not me on the block.
It's you and ends doing piss with yourself apart from the same shit, different day. And then when you see that, you're thinking, oh, God, let me get picked up.
Understand.
No, but I feel like I'm not even pretending or nothing. Like, you lot can vouch in it. I think the only celebs that I post on my Insta, if it's not my favourite artist, it's probably athletes, you know what I mean, that I rate. Like, I don't go around posting Destiny or because it's nice today.
No, it's good to have role models. If you have a role model, okay, you can, it's nice to, like, a role model is different to comparing yourself to somebody. It's nice to have a role model. I think it can, the lines can get a bit blurred with comparing and role models. Do you get what I mean? Because people might be thinking, oh, like, I like this person, you know, why can't I like this person? I'm not comparing myself to them. But it's different. Having a role model is different to comparing yourself to somebody, if that makes sense.
Yeah, fair enough.
I just wanted to clear that up.
No, I hear that.
Yeah.
But then, to be fair, that makes sense. But then again, like, I mean, if certain people that you lot are posting are role models, I'm scared for you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain people that, if that's your role model, hold tight you. What am I gonna say? Do you know what I mean? Like, man, that's crazy. But nah, man.
I mean, a lot of these people as well, like, their role models and come from their family as well. Like, I know a lot of people have role models in their family. And yeah, like comparing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Outside of social media, there's a lot of comparison, just literally in day to day life. It's like,
You even like to siblings, you can compare yourself to your sibling and be like, oh, why are they not, why am I not like them? No, that's not the way God wanted you to be made. He made you differently.
100%.
So it's very, very hard, especially if you've got parents that are saying, oh, why can't you be like your brother? Why can't you be like your cousin? Nope, I wasn't made like my cousin or my brother. I'm made by myself. So it's hard to get, like, it's easy to get caught up in this comparison.
Problems, they're really deep down. They're deep. They're from way back. Is this cheap? Like when you say, "Oh, like why can't you be like this cousin? He's a doctor, and you're doing whatever you're doing." like it's literally from things like that.
No, it's true. I mean,
I think comparison makes you a bit jealous. Like, it's mad because comparison could be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. People can be jealous of you and want to be like you. No, they might compare their life to yours, but then be jealous because they can't do it. So then it makes things rough. That's when it makes it long, when somebody's jealous of you. It's nuts.
Because I think you can compare yourself. I feel like this might be, again, you know, I don't always word things in the greatest way, innit? But I feel like what you just said now makes sense. Because, like, you can compare yourself to a friend, but then you just take things from it. Like, okay, cool. Like, for example, I rate both of you guys in a place, innit? Both of you lot I rate highly, innit? So you're like, cool.
Oh,
these lot are like,
boy.
I'm so dead. Now, you know I rate you guys, man.
Yeah, you're making me blush.
Hey! Like, for example, let me use... You know, it's hard because, like, even though we all trained to go at one point, there's certain things that you lot do without even knowing that I like. Like, for example, one thing that I've gotten from both of you without you guys even knowing is, even though I'm a positive person, I like how you lot, when we were training together, innit, are always that happy and positive on track. Like, you're always smiling.
I might be sad, but big up,
Do you know what I mean? But you lot are always happy and smiling. Like, I remember that there were certain times when, like I've been with S before. S is like, obviously, something's gone a bit wrong, but he just busting jokes and happy. Like, fam, like, life's too short, man. The smile and laugh. Do you know what I mean? Cool. I used to compare him, like, okay, cool. Like, Samir and Sinise, right? Samir and Sinise.
Take calm.
Are always smile. All right, cool. Thanks.
Thanks.
No, like, Samir and Sinise are always happy. Even though I'm a happy person, but obviously, you know, always being positive and, like, encouraging others. Like, I remember back in the day, Sinise will be tired. Oh, yeah, calm, man. It's the last rep. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's little stuff like that, but okay, cool. me as well now. That's what I want to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, you should be comparing yourself in that way. Like, if you don't compare yourself, like, all my days, my friend, like, for example, let's say Sinise goes to, like, champs, and she wins champs, whatever, yeah? And I got to only semis, innit? And now I'm like, oh, my days, like, why did she win champs? No, do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm being vexed. I'm thinking, that's my friend, you know? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why am I going to be vexed with my friend and being jealous? Like, that's my person, like.
I receive that prophecy. Make sure I hope that comes to pass. Please.
But it's like, you're my friend. Like, I should be like, okay, Denise won champs. You know what I mean? That should motivate me now. Okay, that's my friend. Me as well. I could do the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're be looking at your friends and being, oh my gosh, like for example, yeah, like one of like you look like one of my cousins, innit? He plays for Palace, innit? I can be like, oh my days. Like, I could be salty and be like, oh my days, he's 1 year younger than me and he's pro. Why am I not pro yet? So, everyone's different. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you get me? Like, do you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Why
would what, I your cousin's jealous? Pro? Like, trying to be like,
yeah. Yeah. I'm dead.
What's his number?
I'm dead. What's his number? Nah, but it's the truth. Like, do you know what I mean? But it's like, you can just ask your friends that raw about discipline or, do you know what I mean? Like, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to be negative about it. Like, bare people are just bad man. It's what the hell, do you know what I mean? That's where comparison leads to jealousy, in my opinion. Just don't do that. Keep your heart clean all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, so the people that's listening, what would you say to them to stop their comparisons being negative and to stop being so jealous, but still allowing them to have moments?
Okay.
Post.
If I answer this question, can I give an example?
I'm not gonna be like, you know what I mean? I waffle.
I think what I would say is big yourself up more often. Do you know what I mean? Like, say, I feel like what's helped with me with comparing myself, yeah. Like, I don't say I done good today, but she did that. I'm like, nah, did I do good today? Yes, I did. Do you know what I mean? Because I made sure that I did this and that, like at training. If I have to hit certain times, if I go underneath my times, even if someone's gone faster than me, as long as I've done my time, I've done good today. Not compared to anybody else, I did good for myself. Do you know what I mean? I think that can help you. In terms of role models, again, my role models are a bit. I've only got in sports. My main role models are like Ronaldo, Shelly. Do you know what I mean? So with me, I'm like, okay, I'll try and keep up with their work rate. Do you know what I mean? Just try and learn things from them. Do you know what I mean? Be consistent on that. That's it. Like, I'm not going to be like Shelly. I can be like Ines, though. Do you know what I mean? But I can take things from her. But that's how I would go about it. But what about you, Sinise? How would you go about it?
So what I'm going to say, I need to practice more what I preach. But I would look at myself and say, this is how I was made. There's nothing that I can do to kind of change how I'm talking about looks as well. There's nothing that I can probably do to change myself, but just be happy with how I look now. Oh boy, we got my skin.
Man, you're beautiful, man.
No, but just saying to myself, okay, because I was just about to land.
If I start speaking,
oh dear, because if I start speaking, I'll be in trouble.
Let's just keep rolling, innit? Keep rolling.
My man has a gut. Anyways. Ooh. What was I gonna say now? I was just gonna say, you just look at yourself and be happy with how you look, and it's not bad to have some people that inspire you. Yes, you can have people that inspire you, but when you start looking at other people and you feel like an inch of jealousy, it's you're comparing yourself to somebody. If you have one leg, don't compare yourself to people that have 3-4 legs. You don't have 3-4 legs. Keep the one leg you have and be happy with that and do what you can do with it. What else would I say? Comparison. It's just say it's another chapter in a book. Like, if something bad has happened in your life, just say, oh, okay, this is just a chapter in my book. Like, the chapter might end. When a chapter does end, we reload another chapter. That was chapter one. Let's go to chapter two, because chapter two is going to be different, and so on and so on. So you're not going to stay in that same position that you're in now. You're going to change. Change happens. So whatever happened yesterday, tomorrow, it's not going to be the same. So just look at yourself and say, this is me. I can't change myself in the way I want to. But what I can do to change, yeah, it's good. But you can have inspirations, you can have role models, but just don't compare yourself to somebody that has something that you don't have. That's it. That's what I would say to people out there. Yeah.
It's really simple, really easy. Honestly. It's not hard to follow. Have fun, live your best life. That's really how it is. If everyone has, you know, yeah.
What a lad.
Just play the game, man. Play the game.
I don't know, but I'll be honest though. Like, when you see your boy doing big things, or your boy's boy, or next man over here, oh, you could do that as well. But it's all in timing.
Yeah,
really, all in. I mean,
yeah.
What you think? That's quote unquote making it is, or something like that, or what you think that lifestyle is. That may not even be the best thing for you, because not everyone has the same size shoes. So, obviously, that's really how it is.
True.
You know, coming with all the things today.
Reach,
bro.
Yeah, man. Reach.
Honestly,
reach.
Really,
William.
No, it's a game. I love the word game. Like, it's just so. I love it. I'm gonna keep saying it. Play the game.
Game. One of my favorite words. Like, play. I love using the word game. I love it. Saying the game's the game.
The game is the game.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. Unless you're injured and you need to be on the bench, it's fine. Put your boots back on and get in the game.
But even when you're injured, just get ready. Innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, even when you're injured, get strong.
On the touchline. Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do.
Get ready.
Don't even watch that. Do you know what I mean?
Unless you're out the game and you have to take the spikes off, the boots off. But just play it, man. Just play it.
You lot are dumb, man.
Hello.
Anyways, S.
Yes, sir.
S, do you wanna wrap this for me?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question on the spot? And if you do it, I'll send you money right now if you do it. I want you to freestyle a way of saying bye.
Wait, is that
acapella?
What are we doing?
To me, it spits, bro. He spits.
Well, me, I'll leave you guys to do that. Me,
I have a concussion.
Do it. Me, rap.
I want Samir.
Me.
No. All right, cool. All right, come on. Samir,
rap.
Then.
Let
Samir
rap. Yeah.
No, I ain't rapping.
Maybe nervous.
Cool. Let's wrap this up. You know, it's time to say bye. Stop looking at them other guys, which act so fly, car. Most of their lifestyles are lie. And I really want you to live up your best life. Next week.
Bad men people, now watch out them stay. I'm a star like the roof inside the rain. I'm too wild and I can't be tamed.